The Night Land. Chapter 4. The Hushing of the Voice, Part 1. Dearest, thine own feet tread the world at night, treading as moonflakes step across a dark, kissing the very dew to holier light. Thy voice a song past mountains, which to hark frightens my soul with an utter lost delight. Now, one night, towards the end of the 16th hour, as I made ready to sleep, there came all about me the thrilling of the ether, as happened oft in those days, but the thrilling had a strange power in it, and in my soul the voice of Nanni sounded plain, all within and about me. Yet though I knew it to be the voice of Nanni, I answered not immediately, save to send the sure question of the master-word into the night. And directly I heard the answer, the master-word beating steadily in the night, and I questioned Nanni why she had speech with me by the instrument at that time, when all were sleeping, and the watch set among the monstruacans. For they in the little pyramid had their sleep-time to commence at the 11th hour, so that by this it was 5 hours advanced toward the time of waking, and Nanni should have slept, nor have been abroad to the Tower of Observation, apart from her father. For I suppose that she spoke by the instrument, her voice sounding very clear in my brain. Yet to this question she made no answer in kind, but gave a certain thing into my spirit, which set me trembling, for she said certain words that began, "Dearest, thine own feet tread the world at night." And it well may be that she set me to tremble, for as the words grew about me, there wakened a memory dream how that I had made these same words to Murdath the Beautiful in the long-gone eternity of this our age, when she had died and left me alone in all the world. And I was weak a little with the tumult and force of my emotion. But in a moment I called eagerly with my brain elements to Nanni to give some explaining of this thing that she had spoken to the utter troubling of my heart. Yet once more she made no direct answer, but spoke the words again to me across all the dark of the world. And it came to me suddenly that it was not Nanni.